Hello, this is Brenda Brim, and welcome to Voice of One Witness broadcast. Okay, yesterday I was talking about resurrection power, and I want to kind of keep up with the same thing concerning the awakening. As all of you are aware, I'm sure, most of you anyway, about how we at Billy Brim Ministries, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, have been praying for an awakening at 12 noon on Wednesdays afternoons. And so the Lord has kind of been showing me the power of the awakening, the power gifts, the power, the resurrection power that God wants us to walk in, that He wants His church to walk in. And I was talking about Rachel Tiefenthaler, who was a prayer, and prayers always pray things out. They pray in from the spirit into the natural, and how she was praying this resurrection power in 2001, and I was reading what she said about this power at that time, and how even more so we are to contend for this power. She was saying how the Lord showed her this power was not just going to fall on us. We had to contend for this power because the devil was going to do everything he could to stop it. And God knows we've seen some of that. We've seen a lot of things happening, but not a lot of power. And we are contending for the power. We're praying for the power, and we expect the power. Praise God. And so I'm going to share a little bit. This was, we had our meeting in October and November of 2001. And she was sharing about September 11th, 2001, how the Lord had showed her about it and how to keep her antenna up. But it also has to go with power and resurrection power. So I'm going to read it to you. I believe it'll really, really bless you. And so here I go. This is Sister Rachel Tiefenthaler talking to Billy Brown, Prayer Mountain 2001 Prayer Conference. Now is the time for the tongue language to come forth, because the Spirit of God knows what to pray for. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God." We need to know the things that God has freely given us. We won't know them unless we pray in the Spirit. We need to know. We've come into a new phase now. It's not the old life. It's a new phase. It is God's phase. We are walking in God's time now. We don't have a lot of space to live in. It seems to me that ever since September, we have come into a higher realm, and that would have been September 2001. He has called us to a higher realm. I want to come forward in this higher realm. We are going to live in it. We are going to walk in it. It has already started. We haven't got hold of it, but it is there. People don't miss it. Get in there and get it. And Sister Billy says, "How will we not miss it?" And Rachel says, "Walking with God. Watch what you talk. Watch what you hear. Keep your antenna up. When somebody is talking, I do this. I close one ear to the world and open one ear to God. I have had my antenna up for a long time. I am quiet." Sister Billy, concerning your antenna, what was September 11th, 2001? The week before September 11th, I cried. People would say to me, "You are lonely." I said, "No, I don't want people around me." Rachel always wanted to pray. She didn't want a lot of people around her. She always wanted to get in her prayer closet. I had a friend in Dallas, Texas, and I asked her, "What is this all about?" And she said, "I don't know." She would burst out crying herself. She had been crying for 1 week. We'd cry over the telephone. Then she got to praying for her daughter, and the Lord showed her a black airplane. It landed in front of her with an American flag on top of it. She jumped up and told her daughter, "I have to call Rachel." She had decided that something was going on in the government. She asked me, "Can we block that?" I said, "I don't know if we are big enough, but we will pray and do our best." We blocked. We bound the devil and we prayed. It seemed right in our prayers. We did everything we knew to do. Then after this happened, I asked the Lord, why couldn't we have stopped that? He told me there were many more things that would have taken place, but we couldn't stop it all. We were not big enough to stop it all. He told us many things, though, we were able to stop. Sister Billy, now, what can we do about certain terrorist attack plans here in America? Rachel, the Lord said there is enough power in this place to turn everything around. We have to pray and get online with God. We can stop things. So, praise God. And so I'm going to go here to Ephesians 5. And this goes with right along with what Rachel was sharing about. And verse 13, Ephesians 5:13, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. And that's prayer. Prayer is light, exposing things. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, or redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And I had a dream. I think I shared this, but I'm not real sure. But I believe I did share this dream. So I'm just going to tell you that the Lord let me know in this dream that we can pray and be, that it's very important that we know what the will of the Lord is in our prayers. That we pray for the knowledge, for the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and knowing what God is thinking through the Holy Spirit, and that we are on time with our prayers. Just like if you have an assignment from the teacher, let's say, for instance, you have a term paper, and the term paper is due December 10th. It's November right now, and your paper, your final paper is due in December, but there are certain segments of that assignment that are due on certain dates. Your teacher would be representative of the Holy Spirit. And she would say on this, and it's very imperative as a student that you are on cue with your teacher. And so the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and it's very imperative that we are on cue. We're living in the last days. The Lord knows when He's coming. He's not waiting and saying, well, when everything gets in good shape, I'm coming. God has a calendar. God has always worked in precise days and dates. Jesus was prophesied the day He was coming way back in the prophets. And that's the same way it is now. I know there was one time when Christ said He didn't know, but He does know. He does know the plan and purposes and the dates of God. And God does have a precise date that Jesus is going to have the rapture of the church. He has a precise date when He does come again, and that is the second coming of God, of Jesus, when all the world sees Him. But any way you look at it, the time is short, and we have to be on cue with the Holy Spirit and the Lord. So whenever that day comes, we're going to say, we will not have to say, we don't have it, teacher. We weren't on time with you. We don't have our assignments done in prayer. We have not prayed this resurrection power. We're going to be right on time with the Holy Spirit for this awakening and these power gifts to come. Some of the scriptures of this power, this resurrection power, that are so wonderful are in 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 4, verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Corinthians 13:4, for though He was crucified through weakness, yet He liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in Him, but we shall live with Him by the power of God. And let me see here. And of course, one of the favorite ones that I like and Rachel quoted was Philippians 3:10, that I may know Him and the power of his resurrection, a continued prayer for us individually, for us corporately. And this power operates by faith and love. As you know, Mom was talking a little bit about Sister Woodworth Eder, and she said that we could call this power down. In her book, Marvels and Miracles, she said, every child of God should have enough power to bring down a blessing. There must be faith and obedience, desire and expect something from the Lord just now, and He answers quickly. Reader, this is the work of God through Christ and His believers, who are all filled with the Holy Spirit according to the word of promise. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. My father had a vision of this resurrection power. He had a heart attack, a massive heart attack, and he should not have lived. He should have died. But he saw Jesus on a slab, and he said he looked, he didn't even look like a man. And he saw this power come into this and quicken his body. And then he heard people in the background singing, it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you. And we sang that at our song, at our church. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, He shall quicken your mortal body. If the Spirit dwells in you. And he knew from the way we sang it, that just like I just sang it, there was no power in that. But we had not a clue how much power was in that, and how we just kind of clapped our hands and sang a little ditty, but how powerful and how imperative this power was. And like Sister Woodworth Eder says, every child of God should have power enough to bring down a blessing. The gifts, the awakenings, are a time for us, the prayers to pray. They're a time for the power to be presented. It's a time for the power to be upon the earth. It's a time for the power to be within our bodies, our mortal bodies. It's a time for this power to show forth the great wisdom, the great miracles, arms being grown out, garters disappearing, all those things that are in this power dissipating. And of course, all the good things too. So with that in mind, I want to thank you for joining us with Voice of One Witness. And if you would like to know more about this power, Sister Rachel Tiefetiller, I've been talking to you a little bit about her. We have Tongues of Fire, Secrets of Prayer and Power, God's Watchman, Let the Holy Ghost Have Complete Control. And we're offering these at a special discount, the four CDs for $18 and the two CDs for $8. Thank you for joining us. You can call at 417-336-4877 or you can call 1-800-972-3447. Thank you. God bless. Shalom.